Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In my previous podcasts, I've often talked about games that were old classics, had their own distinct stories and worlds, or featured a unique gimmick that made them stand out, but this time, I'd like to highlight a game with a rather unorthodox but entertaining setup, where completely unrelated characters from various licensed properties sit together at a table to play Texas Hold'em Poker against the player. Unsurprisingly, due to the card game that's featured, this game's title is Poker Night at the Inventory. The game originally released for Windows and Macintosh computers in 2010, but then was unfortunately delisted in 2019 due to the character licenses for the game expiring. Although more recently, the game was re-released and remastered earlier this year in 2026, with the game also being available for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. The game was originally developed by Telltale Games, a studio most famous for their point-and-click style narrative-driven adventure games. And speaking of which, one of the main characters featured as an opponent in the game is Max from Telltale's game series Sam & Max. There is also the Heavy from the video game Team Fortress 2, Strong Bad from the animated web series Homestar Runner, and Tycho Brahe from the webcomic Penny Arcade, all featured as poker opponents to the player, and all appearing in their own distinct art styles too. And to top it off, Captain Reginald Van Winslow from Tales of Monkey Island, another game Telltale worked on, is featured as the game's host, though there are also cameo appearances of characters from Telltale's other games too. In the game itself, as you'd expect, the player competes against the aforementioned characters in rounds of Texas Hold'em Poker, but throughout, you can expect various humorous and quippy lines from each of the characters at the table, and in rare cases, some of the characters might offer one of their possessions instead of betting on money, and you can actually win these as wearable items in the game Team Fortress 2, but only if you manage to make them go bust and be forced out of the game. But as you win multiple games against your opponents, you'll eventually unlock options for different playing cards, tables, and other visual customizations. Then in 2013, a sequel titled Poker Night 2 was released on the Xbox 360, PC, and PlayStation 3. Though the game's host from last time returns, there is a new lineup of opponents this time, featuring Brock Samson from the adult animated series The Venture Brothers, Sam from Telltale's Sam & Max series of games, with Max also returning, now as an assistant to Sam, Ash Williams from the Evil Dead franchise, and the Claptrap robot from the Borderlands series of games. But there's also the supercomputer GLaDOS from the game series Portal, who occasionally appears as the card dealer. And true to her character, she has many of her own sharp-witted and sarcastic lines, including some entertaining interactions with the other characters. This sequel also offers Omaha Hold'em as an alternative game rule to Texas Hold'em, and like the last game, the player can unlock various visual customization options after beating their opponents, being themed on the worlds the licensed characters originate from. There are new cameo appearances from other licensed characters too, but this time around, they're given much more screen time. Though I never had the chance to play either the first or second of these games myself, I do have fond memories of watching my brother play the sequel, as we both laughed at the humorous dialogue exchanges between the characters. It's definitely one of the most unexpected settings for a crossover game, but it oddly works. And one more thing I forgot to mention earlier was that the sequel game Poker Night 2 was also delisted in 2018 due to character licenses expiring, like with the first game. However, due to the renewed character license that allowed the first game, Poker Night at the Inventory, to be remastered and re-released, there's a good chance in the future that Poker Night 2 could receive the same treatment. But for now, only time will tell. Join me again next time